702. Call us on 011-883-0702.
If you ever wondered what else people do on Table Mountain besides sunset drives, hiking and selfies, well, we have a bit more information for you. And our resident fitness enthusiast, Liesl V, joins us to discuss the Ultra Trail Cape Town, or UTCT, and just how you can catch the action that's bringing athletes from all over the world to our peninsula. Liesl, good morning.
Good morning to you, and it's so exciting to see international athletes coming into the country for events, just as we hear the bad news about the red list again. And I just want to wish the team from Ultra Trail Cape Town all the best. Runners from all over South Africa, from all over the world, are taking part in this event. Now, just take a listen to this distance. It's a 100-kilometer race.
Sure.
Running over Table Mountain. I know, sure. Parts of the peninsula, you're going to be going through Sand Park. So it's in partnership with Sand Parks, hosted and in partnership with the city of Cape Town. And it's the 7th edition so far. So it's this weekend, the 27th of November. And Sand Parks has granted the runners 24 hours to complete the 100 kilometers rather than the previous 70-hour limit due to lockdown regulations. So this is making it a little bit more accessible for the field. But I thought, you know what? Wasanga, let's get hold of the race director, Stuart McConaughey, to let us know a little bit more about what's happening this weekend. Here he is.
We have the main races, the 100K, the 65 and the 35 taking off on Saturday, where we've got 1,250 runners from all over the world. We'll have a live broadcast, which will be on our YouTube and Facebook. You can pick up the links on Instagram as well. We're really excited about that. We've got some of the best runners from around the world coming, with Jim Walmsley and the famous Courtney Dowalter. And yeah, we're really expecting a superb day with fun and excitement on the trails, where everyone gets to rub shoulders with elites and have their day out there. Yeah, we really appreciate the support. Thank you very much.
So that's just a race director, Stuart, letting us know about UTCT, which is happening this weekend. And I encourage you to get onto YouTube and Facebook to be able to watch it live, Wasanga, because what these athletes, and it's not just the elites we're talking about, I'm talking about weekend warriors like you and myself, people that have gone from sitting on the couch a couple of years back to running 100 kilometers are going to be taking part. And that's what I love seeing. I love seeing those stories of the backrunners doing their thing.
100 kilometers sounds like absolute madness. And for me, I think I try my huff and puff through 2 kilometers a day.
I'm with you on that.
Oh my goodness. I used to be able to do much longer distances. But what exactly is the UTCT?
So the nice thing about this is it's a trail run, and it's a different distances, as we just heard from Stuart. And Ultra Trail Cape Town caters for those trail runners who like to just try and push their boundaries a little bit. So the various distances start with the shorter distances tomorrow, and then on Sunday, the 100K distances. And it's just incredible to see the elites. And I love just hearing from people like Prodigal Kamalo, who's 2 times gold medalist at Comrades. He is the winner of UTCT in 2016 and 2017, where he holds the record time of 9 hours and 51 minutes to run that 100 kilometers. And you know, the record still stands.
Yeah.
And I managed to get just this quick clip from him just to let us know how excited he is ahead of this weekend.
It is this time of the year again for Ultra Trail Cape Town 2021. I'm looking forward to return to Cape Town and race against the best in the world. And I've seen that they've included a new hill this year, Flakenberg. I can't wait to experience the new course. It is a countdown.
That's Prodigal Kamalo. He is the winner of UTCT 2016 and 2017 and currently holds that 9-hour, 51-minute record. But did you hear him there saying, I'm excited they've added another hill? I mean, if you and I had to run, we'd be like, please keep it flat.
This thing's called hill sprinters out here. I'm like, what? What?
We have them here in Cape Town as well. And but it's great training for people when you do something like this. But Prodigal's amazing. Just if you follow him on Instagram, the tips and the advice he gives, he's also a running coach. Just incredible. And then some of the women to watch, Anne Ashworth, Comrades winner, as well as Kerri-Ann Marshall, hailing from Cape Town, Comrades gold medalist in 2015. Also UTC CT champ and runner-up in 2018. And then runners to watch out for Mozwake Kanyile, winner of the Kloof 100-miler. And the list just goes on. It's just incredible. Nkosi Mahlakwana, who's coached by Prodigal Kamalo and won the 62-kilometer Ultra UTD and came 11th at his first Comrades in 2019. So these are just some of the runners to watch. And I know that there are a lot of people that have traveled from Joburg to be here. Yes. So please let us know on the WhatsApp line if you are taking part.
And for me, I remember as a kid, I used to watch these mad people and it was quite exciting. And I used to watch, and I'm a huge fan and I love him to death. I used to watch Bruce Fordyce when I was still young and I love him so much. And I used to watch him, he used to compete against the Russian athletes. I knew that everyone wanted to beat him.
Absolutely. And he's here this year. He's flown up specially as one of the ultra distance legends. And he's chosen to light the UTCT flare that lights up the race at 4 a.m. tomorrow. So anyone that's in Cape Town, if you look up to Table Mountain, you'll see that. I mean, he's a 9-times winner of Comrades Marathon. He holds the 50-miler world record for 36 years. And then in 2019, this record was broken by Jim Walmsley from the U.S. And he's also arrived in Cape Town this week and favored to win UTCT, and this is going to be the first time that these two athletes meet. These two legends are meeting for the first time. So there's incredible legends and running and trail running celebrities in our city and in our country at the moment, and carrying the flag high, not just our local runners but our international runners as well. So if you stop them and see them at the airport, do stop and take a selfie and ask for running tips and advice. Any of the team that are part of the elites and the pros that are lining up on that field was saying, if you stop them and ask them any running question, they just get so excited to give you advice. So do, if you do see them in town, stop them for selfies and do follow the race on Facebook and YouTube Live.
I'm so excited that the culture of running, and especially endurance and ultra marathon, has been carried across, and from what I'm hearing is still growing. What is your advice? We know that there's going to be leads and legends, as you've mentioned, but what is your advice for first time runners?
So my advice is, today when you're getting up, make sure that your shoes, your outfit, your race number, everything is already packed out and ready. I normally have a checklist to make sure that I've got everything, and race organizers normally have checklists on their race sites as well to make sure. Don't change anything. Don't change your nutrition, your shoes, anything the day before. And most importantly, if you're out there for the first time, it's such a beautiful course. I've had a chance to walk part of it and see part of it from different aspects. You want to stop and take a selfie. So remember to have fun. Remember the safety equipment that is required if you are doing the longer distances. Whatever's required according to the race directors of Ultra Trail Cape Town, they do let you know in the race briefing. And make sure you have your safety number saved onto your phone. That's the in case of emergency number. And that's for any race. That's not just for this event. And most importantly, have fun and enjoy Cape Town.
Yeah, and you can't have fun if you're chafing. I remember once when I ran my first Soweto Marathon when I was a bit healthier a few years back, I had the worst chafing experience in between my thighs. And then in the second one, luckily my sister was a bit more smart and she bought me tights.
That's the thing. We don't realize the chafing, and no one ever talks about that. I think we need to do a whole segment just on chafing, and it's not just for running, cycling as well, stand up paddling. It's in any sport. So if anyone has any chafing tips for our runners, please let us know on our WhatsApp number 0725671567 or 0727021702, and maybe we can share some tips for anyone out running this weekend.
That's our Fitness with Liesel V. And we're talking about, we just had a chat about the world's best and ambitious endurance runners taking on SA's most celebrated mountain. Always a pleasure, Liesel. Thank you.
Thanks, Wasanga. Have a great weekend and happy running.